As a skin health professional, beauty and aging are the centerpiece of my research. And one thing is clear, if we want to age well, we had better keep up with our NAD levels. NAD is actually something I personally take every single day to give my cells the energy that they need to operate. And our skin also has cells in them too. NAD is a molecule in the human body that is vital to aging well and remaining youthful in so many ways. NAD creates energy, maintains healthy DNA, detects and uses nutrients efficiently, and even protects our cellular health. Unfortunately, from age 30 to 70, NAD levels decline up to 65%. Simply put, when NAD levels decline, aging accelerates. That's why if you care about slowing aging, you need to get Qualia NAD. Qualia NAD is a clinically tested supplement that can boost your NAD levels up to 50%. It's vegan, non-GMO, with three key naturally derived ingredients called NAD precursors that your body can readily convert into NAD, and 11 additional ingredients that support your body's NAD production. Qualia NAD is the easiest way to support your NAD levels deep into life, so you can stop losing one of the most vital molecules in your body now for remaining youthful and in your prime. So if you're over age 30, help stop your declining NAD levels with Qualia NAD risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/radiance and use code radiance for an additional 15% off. That's Qualia NAD at neurohacker.com/radiance with code radiance to age incredibly well from the inside and out. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello and welcome to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. Using my background since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist and having performed over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, I bring the best of many worlds, including the worlds of home care, in clinic, and also the research behind what truly can help slow aging, looking at some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin. In the School of Radiance podcast, we explore many things beyond just the superficial to help you glow from the inside out and become your most radiant version. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to today's masterclass on dry skin tips. What are my top three ways to solve dry skin now, especially in the wintertime? Well, let's give a little bit of a background to the situation here and what I commonly see around shifts of seasons. Over the years, I've worked with thousands of clients since 2011, both in person and online. And a key thing that I have observed, and I'm a researcher too, so I love to observe things and things that happen frequently and impact certain people. And then what do we do about it? What are the solutions? What I noticed was over the years, clients that maybe hadn't worked with me yet, hadn't met with me for the first time, and hadn't received all the beautiful skin information that I love to share here in masterclasses, as well as on the School of Radiance podcast, and of course in my one-on-one sessions and skin tutorials and membership, what I noticed was an uptick of skin redness, dryness, irritation, and sensitivity with the shifts of season, especially going from winter to spring, and then also from summer to fall. What's going on in those seasonal shifts that can contribute to a bit of an uptick in skin redness, dryness, irritation, and sensitivity? Well, shifts in temperatures going from fall to spring is also unique because at that time of year, there's more pollen in the air. The beautiful blossoms and trees and flowers and bushes are all working overtime with those busy little bees pollinating everything. And what happens is during these shifts of seasons, especially moving into spring from the winter, is more pollen in the air. And what happens with pollen is really interesting because, as you know, I love to study a concept called oxidative stress. And I recently wrote a research article on this, on the key contributors that lead to an increase in oxidative stress, how it manifests on the skin, and then what we can do about it with some tools like biohacking for purifying our air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and different pathogens and things to detox from. So when those beautiful blossoms start to present themselves, and they're beautiful, focus on the beauty around you. That's a great tip in and of itself. Focusing on beauty around you is a really high vibratory thing to do to elevate your vibration as well. Focusing on the beauty around you. I have some beautiful flowers right next to me, some beautiful trees out the window. It's really important that we focus on the good and we're grateful for the beautiful things that are around us daily and also for the beauty of ourselves, both on the inside and the outside. So if you're noticing some things on the outside that you don't like, such as redness and irritation, dryness, and skin sensitivity, there can actually be a legitimate reason for that. It's not just, you know, you're a little bit sensitive to pollen. Sure, you could be, but what also is going on is that pollen is impacting your oxidative stress and your toxic bucket, and it's tipping it over, and then you have a manifestation of a skin issue. Also, histamines can be a common thing to have pop up. So say, for example, you've eaten something you shouldn't have, or you've had an allergic reaction to something in the past. What happens? You get red, irritated, scratchy eyes, and sometimes even things like hives on the skin. What's more common around the shifts of seasons from winter to spring and then summer to fall is something called atopic dermatitis or contact dermatitis. Now, of course, this isn't medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. How this presents itself, so say, for example, I'd see a new client either online or in the clinic, and they're complaining and seeking my guidance on how to address something like this, of redness and irritation and dryness extending from the corners of the mouth to sometimes the jawline, the corners of the nose, and also maybe some irritation to the eyes. But this can impact other areas of the body as well, such as the scalp. That's also an area where we can experience dryness as well. So what do we do about that? What do we do knowing now that with the seasonal shifts, this is why I teach my seasonal skin tutorials every season, because there's always different things to focus on each season. So especially with the winter, being indoors more, things are a little bit drier. We have more indoor heating happening. We're maybe not outside quite as much, so we're not getting that beautiful humidity from outside as much too. Those can all be contributing factors. Maybe you're not moving your body as much, so maybe your blood flow isn't flowing as freely as it typically would when you're outside grounding and doing activities outside, as well as your lymph. Your lymph is basically the fluid in your body, and we have big clusters of lymph nodes. Say, for example, our head and our neck. This is why I teach facial gua sha and lymphatic drainage on the face, neck, top of the chest, and also the scalp, because it's really important that we move that lymph and we move that fluid that's contained in the little balls here that are called your lymph nodes. And especially on the head and the neck, it's really interesting. What's going on with these lymph nodes is we don't have a ton of muscle movement compared to other areas where there's clusters of lymph nodes, like in our axilla and like in our groin area. When we move our arms, when we walk, when we exercise, when we dance, we are pumping those little balls and pushing that lymph fluid out. So that what happens? New lymph comes into those little lymph nodes and then actually provides a degree of hydration and microcirculation and all of that. So it's really important to actually do lymph drainage. And I love to teach this for the face, neck, and chest to facilitate this so that you don't have stagnant lymph, especially around your ears and your jawline. If you do experience a lot of breakouts and acne to your jawline area, this could potentially be a contributing factor because you have a lot of stagnant lymph in these nodes, which actually can accumulate waste. Your lymphatic system is closely tied to your immune system. So getting back to pollen, if you are having some type of reaction to pollen or histamines, this can absolutely be a cause of dryness, redness, irritation, and sensitivity. And oftentimes, if it gets really bad, if say someone doesn't have the right products on hand to support the skin and look after the skin in the way it wants to be supported, then this can manifest on the skin and can sometimes require some topical hydrocortisone to soothe the skin because there's quite a reaction that's happening. The problem with hydrocortisone creams is that they're not meant to be used long term. They're really only meant to be used for about 3 days max and then discontinue because they can actually contribute to thinning of the skin. So hydrocortisone cream is a temporary fix. And what I learned in my nursing school was to always get to the root cause of what's going on, as well as this is a key principle in functional and integrative health and wellness. I mean, you're not going to be wealthy unless you're healthy too. That was a good little slip there. So it's always getting to the root cause. So if you are experiencing quite a bit of dry skin, redness, and irritation, and it tends to present itself maybe once or twice a year, take note of when it presents itself because it's probably likely that it's presenting through the seasonal shifts. So what do we do about that? We want to be outside. We desire to enjoy the beautiful scenery and flowers and trees and the great outdoors. What do we do about that? In my research, what I found was from a supplementary level, antioxidants can be really helpful. Now, why is that? There's a specific product that I have on my website. If you go to theschoolofradiance.com, and go to my skin shop and look up immune active, two words, you're actually going to find a product that has some really beautiful antioxidant heavy hitters in one product. So instead of having to buy, you know, four or five bottles of different things, this one has it all. And it has NAC, quercetin, green tea extract, zinc, and vitamin C. These are all really fantastic antioxidants and cofactors to help your body manage oxidative stress. So allergens like pollen can be perceived by the body from an oxidative stress status perspective, the toxic bucket, as filling it up. And if you don't have antioxidants on board internally to help, you know, unfill that bucket, you're going to have a tip over of that bucket and have skin issues popping up. So that's a really great tip if you are experiencing skin sensitivity, redness, dryness, especially if you think it might be from pollen, then actually taking antioxidants is really helpful. I think that this is actually going to be a better strategy than, say, taking some type of over-the-counter allergy medication. And the reason why is, sure, that over-the-counter product could help in short term immediately, but really what's the root cause of it? And can we take something ongoing that helps our body manage oxidative stress, look better, and feel better? Is this an option? Well, based on feedback of clients and also dear loved family members that have suffered with seasonal allergies, when they were on the immune active, they actually reported that they had fewer incidences of having allergies, which I thought was really interesting. And I noticed this about a year ago. But then also a few years ago, especially around the pandemic, I really looked after myself and I took lots of great supplements in NAC, quercetin, green tea extract, zinc, and vitamin C were considered really great solutions with tons of research behind them to actually support the immune system. So to have better skin, you do need to have a really well-operating immune system as well. And you might not have thought about that. So this is a really interesting perspective here. With the dry winter skin issues, as we move into the spring, and then also later when we move from the summer to the fall, because when the leaves fall, when leaves fall on the ground, they actually can release a compound and can actually start to mold. So that's another incidence at a specific time of year where I'll also see an uptick in skin issues like skin redness, dryness, irritation, and sensitive skin. So that was probably a skin tip that you might not have thought about. It's actually taking your internal antioxidants to help your body manage a little bit of that extra exposure that we can get to things like pollen and to things like compounds from decomposing leaves, which can also result in a little bit more mold in the air. Super interesting. The other thing I noticed when I really increased my antioxidant intake through supplements was I wasn't having as many breakouts. Redness after breakout was going away in about 3 days. I also just started to feel better. And I also noticed that in the spring, summer months, I can actually be outside much longer and not burn in 10 minutes like I used to. Again, it's this concept of keeping the oxidative stress status and the toxic bucket as empty as possible all of the time, especially if you are considering having rejuvenation procedures like lasers, like injectables, like surgery. It's a good idea, and I talk about this in my research paper, to not get any of those things done when you notice that your body is going through something. And oftentimes the skin will show you this through redness, dryness, irritation, and sometimes a bit of a flare up of something called the atopic dermatitis or contact dermatitis. Very interesting. So I wrote that paper to essentially provide awareness to the medical aesthetics community that if someone has visible signs of inflammation, to delay rejuvenation. And then for you listening to also know that, to seek out rejuvenation, surgical or non-surgical, when you are feeling really well, because rejuvenation will add a degree of oxidative stress and elicit a little bit of a healing response depending on exactly what you're doing. So I just wanted to point that out too, is to not do rejuvenation unless you're feeling really good. The next thing I want to talk about is air quality. Air quality is huge impactor of the skin. You might not have thought about this, and I really didn't see it this way either. I was always using air purification to just be on top of things like volatile organic compounds, otherwise known as VOCs, or also mold in the home and other building materials. I got really into using air purifiers, especially during construction in a home. Now, what I didn't know was that in the air is where most of our body's intake of heavy metals actually comes from. Interesting, right? And then what I also didn't know was why purifying your air is so important for your skin's stem cell function. In our skin, we have cells called keratinocyte stem cells. And what I found in my research was that low air quality or unpurified air, where there were things like heavy metals and mold and pollutants in the air, when that rests on the skin, it can actually tell your keratinocyte stem cells to die and undergo a cellular process called apoptosis faster than it typically would, which is not a great recipe for success for having healthy skin. So purifying your air is a really important aspect to consider to have healthy, dewy, glassy, hydrated, clear skin. The other thing is to properly cleanse your skin. And we're not talking a splash of water. We're not talking an oil cleanser. We're not talking makeup wipes or any of those things. Those types of cleansing methods, I've just seen since 2011, clients that do that typically have the worst skin. And what they also typically have is more redness, dryness, irritation, and a susceptibility to getting skin irritation, like what I mentioned previously, around the shifts of season. So what do we do about it? Cleansing the skin with a proper cleanser, like some of the beautiful cleansers that I have on my skin shop and in the final phase of research and development on mine that I'm making as well, which is fantastic. It's a big deal making a product that I'm about to put my name on. It's got to be perfection and made just with an incredible lab. And it does take time to do this properly, as opposed to ringing up a company and saying, hey, I'd love to make a skincare product. I see you have a formula. I want to put my name and label on it and then order a whole bunch of them and sell them. Okay, thanks, bye. That's what most people do in the skincare industry, especially now, unless they are actually doing what I'm doing and working with a lab and doing the due diligence with proper research and development. And we're not talking making products in your kitchen. No, that's a whole other concept as well. So this is also why I haven't really been a big fan of hippy-dippy fully crunchy and fully organic skincare. Yes, we need our skincare to be as clean as possible, but we also need to make sure that it's stable. If a skincare formulation isn't stable, things like bacteria can actually start to grow and form in a product. You might not have known that. And then you've paid all this money for this product, it's got all these clean ingredients, and then you use it and your skin doesn't really get any better. You've probably experienced that. And, you know, my heart goes out to you if you have. But now you know, using products that are formulated properly in a lab setting is going to be the best way to have the just reduce that opportunity of bacterial growth in products, because it absolutely does happen. So using a product like what's on my Skin Shop, I have a few different cleansing options. Use a little bit of the cleanser. So what I like to do is get my hands wet, get my face wet, put a little bit of the cleanser in my hands, and then apply it and then rinse it off thoroughly. Most people I find when they are doing their cleansing, they're actually not rinsing thoroughly. They're usually just going with a washcloth and wiping it off that way and then going to their moisturizer, sunscreen, and makeup. Don't do that. I actually want you to be rinsing your skin thoroughly with fresh running water and making sure that you're getting all of that cleanser off. Because if cleanser residue stays on the skin, this can actually become a stressor to the skin because you have excess cleanser left over, right? And in my skincare tutorials, I actually teach you how to do that lymphatic drainage alongside applying your cleanser and also your other skincare options too, so that you don't have to spend an extra 10, 20 minutes a couple times a week doing your facial gua sha and lymphatic drainage. You can actually just do it every AM and PM while you're doing your skincare routine. I'm all about how can we get, you know, 2-3 benefits out of using a single product. So that's cleansing in the AM. A single cleanse in the AM is perfectly okay with fully rinsing it off and then taking your towel, going over your hairline, your jawline, not completely drying the skin, and then going straight into your eye cream, antioxidant serum, moisturizer, sunscreen, and makeup. Yes, I know that sounds like a lot of things to be putting on the skin, but if you really are desiring to have excellent skin, then that antioxidant serum is going to boost your hydration levels, and it's also going to be feeding your skin with antioxidants to reduce that potential response from exposure to things in the air. That's what antioxidant serums do. They either increase your hydration or they increase your skin's ability to ward off free radicals, which inevitably end up damaging things like DNA. That's what free radicals do, is they actually go in and mess with cellular processes. So antioxidants are free radical scavengers and help to clear those bad boys out. That's what an antioxidant serum does. So if you have dry skin, adding an antioxidant serum after your cleansing, eye cream, antioxidant serum, moisturizer, and sunscreen is a fantastic approach. And I have incredible products on my Skin Shop. I have a lot of practitioner grade products, so you are going to need to create a login account on my Skin Shop in order to access those through also having a one-on-one session with me. So if you haven't yet had a one-on-one session with me, I warmly invite you to do so. Use promo code podcast15 and apply that code when you book your one-on-one with me over at theschoolofradiance.com. And do note that I see people in clinic and online. So if you are meeting with me outside of the Vancouver Island area, make sure you book a one-on-one. And oftentimes when clients fly to see me for rejuvenation and come visit me for rejuvenation from out of town, well, we would have had that one-on-one session so that when they come in town with me, we already have the rejuvenation plan. We already know what we're doing, and it's going to streamline your experience. And I've been doing in-clinic rejuvenation for out-of-town clients for pretty much most of my career, and I'll always meet with them first. The one-on-one client online, the one-on-one session online, is also where we go quite a bit deeper into the lifestyle sides of things, the biohacking sides of things. And then my in-clinic rejuvenation consultation is pretty much just geared for rejuvenation. So that's why there is a difference between the two. So if you are out of town, be sure to book that online session with me to start your journey. And if you don't want to come see me in person, that's okay. For years, I've helped clients figure out where to go to in order to receive rejuvenation based on their location. I've been doing that since, I think, 2017 with that online international guidance for my lovely dear clients. Next up in the PM with cleansing, I want to talk about PM cleansing because a lot of times I'll meet with clients and they're, again, using the micellar water, they're using an oil cleanser, they're using makeup wipes, they're using makeup removers. That's not necessary. The cleansers that I have are actually going to help take off your makeup with cleanse number one. And then cleanse number two is actually then going to be cleansing the skin. So I always recommend a double cleanse. And sometimes if you are wearing some stubborn makeup, go ahead and do a third cleanse and then rinse it off thoroughly. Towel dry your hairline, your jawline, maybe just gently around your eyes to remove any excess makeup too. And then apply your eye cream and your moisturizer and go to bed. Or if you desire to do a little bit more at home, you can apply at-home peels overnight that I have on my Skin Shop and teach in my tutorials how to use, as well as things like dermal rolling for promoting more collagen, elastin, and also helping to reduce pore size and pigmentation. That's what dermal rolling does. One thing I want to clear up here is that oftentimes people think that using a jade roller or a gua sha tool is the same as at-home microneedling and dermal rolling. It is not. A jade roller is basically a jade stone with a little hole through the stone on a roller. And that is touted to support lymphatic drainage. However, I actually don't recommend using gua sha tools and jade rollers on your face. They became really popular on social media a few years ago. They look cute in your bathroom and on your vanity, but are they really going to be doing anything for you? I don't really think so. I would say using your fingers with applying your products and doing lymphatic drainage like how I teach in my seasonal skincare tutorials, that's going to be the better option. Because what's interesting about our fingers is actually we can end up feeling if there's any areas of congestion around lymph nodes. And also you can really work in your product at the same time. And a third little thing here is we actually on our hands, get this, our hands and our faces are the highest emitters of photons on our body. Photons are packets of light. Isn't that interesting? On the entire human body, the hands and the face are the highest emitters of light. Let that sink in for a moment, because I also love to study radiance, as you know. And this has actually been validated and quantified through a process called Kirlian photography. The other interesting piece of technology that I use to measure different things like the human biofield and also Joule output, hello mitochondrial function, is a piece of technology called the BioWell. The BioWell has been predominantly used in Europe, where energy medicine is a little bit more mainstream than it is in North America. So as a practitioner, I have access to some really cool technology that's different from what the consumer can access because I have a degree. And with this little box, it's the BioWell, you put your finger in this box and it uses Kirlian photography to actually measure, get this, the photon emission from your fingertips. We can actually measure that. That's so cool. And then what happens, you know, based on how much energy and the vectors and all sorts of really technical physics things are happening with the photon ejection or emission, or basically packets of light, you can even take a coin and put that coin on a Kirlian photography plate, and you'll actually see this like white sort of halo around it. That's actually light being emitted from the chemical and molecular structure of what that piece of material is. You can actually just go online and look up Kirlian photography and see images of this, of actually inanimate objects. But everything has energy. Everything is made up of atoms that make molecules, and then there's the space between that. So most of what we see in our universe, actually, 80% of our universe is space. It's called dark matter. It's called quintessence. It's called the fifth element. That's really important to note, isn't it? That's also the kind of a ring around the rosy or roundabout way of me saying use your fingers instead of a gua sha tool, because we actually have energy coming off of our fingers. And I don't know about you, but I am more than happy to give my body and face a little extra my own energy coming from my fingers, which also is going to streamline your routine and also basically really eliminate that need to purchase another tool like a jade roller for your face, which is very popular in sort of like the spa and aesthetic side of things. But given my background in medical aesthetics, it's a little bit different. Dermal rolling, on the other hand, is fantastic. Do that 2, 3, 4, 5 nights a week at home from the comfort of your own home with the right roller, with the right serums, and with the right techniques. This is actually a technique that I've seen really transform my clients' skin, even in clients that are 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. It's never too late to desire to have healthy skin. In fact, I would say that the number one approach I recommend you all take is, how can I have healthier skin? Because when you are healthy, when your skin looks healthy, you are inevitably going to be perceived as also looking healthy, which also boosts your beauty points. The healthier you look, the more beautiful you look. And I've seen people that look beautiful on social media standards online, and then I meet them in person, and they actually display clear signs of inflammation and oxidative stress. How does that present? If the body is going through a little extra oxidative stress, it's going to present typically first around the eyes. And some of you may or may not know, but since 2011, I've had a specialty in oculoplastic surgery and medical aesthetics in the subspecialty of oculoplastics. It's pretty well top of the food chain. So eye issues are a big concern. 50% of the North American population experience dry eye. Things like cataracts and eye disease can definitely happen. And that's also a whole other rabbit hole to go down in respects to how reducing oxidative stress, purifying your air, purifying your water, reducing your eyes' exposure to LEDs, not only for your eyeballs, which you only get two of, by the way, but also the skin around your eyes. And EMFs are known to create more skin irritation, redness, and dryness to the skin. There's lots of studies on PubMed. You can look that up, as well as ocular irritation too. And we're actually seeing eye disease in people in their 40s, where typically cataracts are, it's a surgery that's performed to basically replace the lens in your eye, because it gets cloudy over time and your vision goes down, so you can't see contrast and colors quite as well. That's typically like a late 60s, 70s, 80s type of eye disease, and we're starting to see cataract surgeries needing to be performed in people in their 40s. Why is that? I think two big contributing factors are going to be LED light exposure, so lighting, indoor lighting. So that's why I wear these glasses all the time. The Viva Rays, there's different frames too. You might not like these ones. You might like a more feminine look or an aviator look. They have lots to choose from. You can find all of these different tools for purifying, air purifiers, water purifiers, blue light blocking glasses, EMF protective clothing, energy coherent technologies also that help with that. And then also detox kits on my biohacking page over at theschoolofradiance.com/biohacking. So at the end of the day, the healthier you are, the better your skin's going to be. And also at the end of the day, the more diligent and consistent you are with using really good practitioner grade products and being consistent with cleansing twice a day with a double cleanse, maybe even a triple cleanse in the PM, moisturizing every single day, sun protection, yes, sun protection on the high real estate areas, including the face, neck, chest, and hands every day, is going to help reduce things like skin cancers. The verdict is very clear on that one, as well as accelerated aging, sunspots, and the breakdown of collagen and elastin. Yes, sunscreen every day. On your body, not so much. I'd love for you to get some full body sun exposure, especially when it's beautiful and sunny out. Again, light is energy. Everything's energy. I love getting that good old vitamin D on my skin. I also love vitamin G. Being in gratitude and keeping your vibratory state in a positive emotional state is really key for success. If your emotions are off, if your energy is off, if your spiritual wellness is off, guess what? Your physical form is going to tell you in some way or another, typically with a reduction of your immune system function. That's typically the first way it tends to present. And then a couple of weeks after that, you might start to see some skin involvement. That's why if you want to have healthy skin, if you want to have a great body composition, you desire to sleep well and also have more balanced hormones and just better life in general, both personally and professionally, body, mind, spirit, and energy practices are really important, which is interesting to hear from someone like myself who's made a career in helping people look good with skincare and rejuvenation technologies to then have segued into the oxidative stress status things, but then also through observation of thousands of clients that I've served since 2011 in person and online. What are some of the key traits that people have and do in their daily lifestyle with their body, mind, spirit, and energy? What are those key traits that just really differentiate people from being sort of flat, gray, unhappy, stressed out to being fulfilled and having a great, balanced, peaceful family life? It's the body, mind, spirit, energy practices. If you want great skin, you could do everything you desire to do from the physical perspective. But also think about it for a second. If you are unhappy, what are you going to be doing with your face? You're going to be doing a whole lot of that. You're going to be frowning a lot. And what happens is when we have those types of negative emotions on our face, they depress our brows down, they depress our brows together, they pull the corners of the mouth down. And those facial motions I just showed you can actually contribute to accelerated aging of those different structures of your jowls and also between your brows and also around your eyes. Really interesting. You might not have thought about how your emotional state can actually impact your beauty. That's why I love to work with micro expressions. It's still important to be expressive. That's why when people are overtreated with something like Botox or neuromodulators or neurotoxins, they have this complete flat affect and it's like, hello, knock, knock, anybody home? Where's the life inside? It's like this totally flat face. And I don't think that that's beautiful either. It's like too much of something is not going to be good. It's all about having balance. And I'm sure that you found this, lesson here on dry skin and skin irritation really interesting, because I've brought in things to your awareness that you might not have thought about that are actually contributing to skin dryness. Of course, you're going to have been waiting this whole time to hear me talk about the importance of staying hydrated. Obviously, drinking purified water. Bonus points if it's structured, remineralized, and ionized. I have the pH prescription option that's on my biohacking page on my website. That technology can actually do all of that, which is really, I think, pretty groundbreaking, to say the least. I'm pretty excited to see that there's one type of water technology out there that does all of that. That's a big deal. So there's on-the-counter options, under-the-counter options, and whole home options, as well as showerhead options with nutraceuticals, cosmeceuticals, actually things that you can shower with to make your skin better. This is just so cool to see the shift with technologies to help us live better that are also inevitably going to help us look better as well. Is there anything else I want to talk about? Yes. So antioxidants, omega supplements, collagen are really three key supplements that I do recommend for having healthy skin. So the antioxidants, such as the Immune Active, the Dermal Anti-Aging Formula, Qualia also has a great skin supplement too. You can get the Qualia Neurohacker Collective products on my biohacking page, and anything else product-wise is going to be on my Skin Shop. All great options. I'm all about finding the best options for you, even if it means me selling 250 products to do it. From skincare, hair care, body care, hair, skin, nail supplements, dermal rolling supplies, and much more. Everything's there. That's why having the one-on-one with me is so helpful, to allow me to support you in optimizing the product selection for you, as well as ongoing support. All my one-on-one clients get ongoing support with me, so that if we need to make skincare adjustments, depending on the season, that's what I do. I do that for my one-on-one clients. And then in my seasonal skincare tutorials, I get really into the weeds on what to do each season to support the skin with different product switches, different technique switches with how you're applying your products, as well as different rejuvenation options, and something called skin cycling with retinols and serums and peels and all of those types of things that are a little bit more active in regards to skincare products to do different things, such as exfoliate and protect the skin, pigmentation, acne, pore size, lots of different things that we can do both at home and in clinic. I'm a huge fan of, I used to be about 60% in clinic and 40% home care. Now I'm about 90% home care and 10% in clinic. And I'm happy to say that I feel like my hair, skin, and nails and body composition is the best that it has ever been, including sleep, even during the most stressful times of my life, if I'm going to be completely real and honest with you. But everything is just absolutely beautiful in my life, and I'm so grateful for that. And the ability to have a beautiful life really comes down to you caring for yourself. You will not be able to care for others if you don't care for yourself. So being here to learn about having great skin and beautiful skin, I mean, hello, get over yourself. It's not vain. The skin is the largest organ of your body, and the skin tells you so much of what's going on internally. So if you are catching yourself and you're feeling a little bit guilty of, oh, should I be spending this on skincare? Should I be spending this on makeup, hair care, rejuvenation? If something is bothering you and you've been thinking about doing something about it for a while, why not do something about it? It's just do something about it that's actually going to do something and not going to be harmful and in alignment with your budget, your values, and of course your lifestyle with downtime and things like that. So that's where the one-on-ones come in really handy with me, is that I take all those things into consideration and create a customized plan just for you. So this is a really fun episode for me to record, all on dry winter skin tips, with my three key tips, which include antioxidants and noticing that with shifts of seasons, you might get a little bit of an uptick of dry skin, red skin, and irritated skin. If you do, the first sign of observing those, you want to be really diligent with keeping your oxidative stress status level low. And that can be done through antioxidant supplements as well as biohacking. And then number two, caring for your skin appropriately. That's also going to include things like using the right products, cleansing twice a day, and avoid going on YouTube, and also listening to influencers out there who aren't skin experts. I see this all the time. People who are really intelligent in what their niche is, but then they start to talk about skin tips, and then I just have to bite my tongue a little bit. So if you are interested in gut health, you know, seek the guidance and information from a gut health expert. If you are interested in seeking guidance on hormones and menopause, seek the guidance from someone who, that's their specialty. That's what they do. And when it comes to skin stuff, seek the guidance from someone who that is their focus, I think is going to be a great way to tune out the noise and also reduce the opportunity for misinformation. And I see this happen all the time from well-meaning colleagues that get really excited about a new skincare product. So they talk about it, and I'm just kind of shaking my head a little bit. I'm like, well, that product isn't that good. It's really expensive, and it doesn't feel anywhere near as well-formulated as some of the more practitioner-grade products that I use. Or I hear from my one-on-one clients that they've used it and they've had skin reactions and skin dryness and skin irritation. So that's why hanging out with me here just gives you a whole different perspective with the niche and the focus on skin. And the third thing that you really might not have thought about when it comes to skin irritation and inflammation and also accelerated aging is your body, mind, spirit, and energy. It's all about balance. And why this is so important to know, I highlighted through what happens with our facial expressions. If we're in negative emotional states, we're going to be doing a whole lot of this. We're going to be frowning a lot. And is that conducive to having a beautiful, radiant, healthy look? No. Being in positive emotional states will have profound impacts on your physical form. Your emotions is energy in motion. Your spiritual component is also really important. And there's different scripts, literature like the Bible and all sorts of different literature out there that talk about people having a shine to them. They talk about people having this radiance to them. They have this radiant energy. And in Ayurveda, the definition of radiance is that the radiant body in Ayurveda, which is from India, been around for a couple thousand years. I also really like TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, for some of the benefits there too, with the yin, the yang. The balance component, I think, is really key because we also live in a world of duality, good, bad, light, dark, positive, negative, north, south, the list goes on. We legitimately live in a world of duality. These are some of the principles of our universe. You might not have thought about it that way, but it's all about balance. So in Ayurveda, the radiant body is the 10th body, the body, mind, spirit, energy. These are your first four bodies, but the radiant 10th body is basically the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy operating in such a way. So if your vehicle is operating really well, you've done the oil changes, you've washed it, you've kept up with regular maintenance, you have good tires, all of those things, the electrical isn't going haywire because all of the connections are great and there's no corrosion or anything like that. You can tell I'm a bit of a petrolhead here, but hear me out. When your vehicle is operating really well from a body, mind, spirit, energy perspective, your skin is going to look better. You are going to look better. Your whole demeanor is going to be more balanced. Your nervous system will be more relaxed. You're going to be more of a pleasure to be around. You're going to communicate more effectively. You're also likely to have better sleep and more balanced hormones, and also a better life in your personal and professional life too. So this whole skin stuff, this whole beautification stuff, it's not just about using products. It's about being a better you and having this concept of looking at your skin as being the largest organ of your body, which tells you so much. I had a client online who told me that she was seeing someone, and when she would go over to her boyfriend's house, she would come home, look at herself in the mirror, and feel like she looked older. What could that be? That could be an energy drain. That could be an emotional drain. That could be exposure to mold in that, you know, boyfriend's house. All sorts of different things could be contributing factors. So just be really conscious of how you are and who you are around and what you're doing. Really important here. So becoming radiant is definitely a process, starting with the customized cake recipe, with what products to do, what rejuvenation to do. That's in a one-on-one session with me, which I invite you to book if you haven't yet. Or if you already have, book your follow-up with me. Send me an email, info@theschoolofradiance.com, and I will send you that follow-up link. And then also to learn about facial lymphatic drainage and applying your products and making those seasonal skin tweaks. That's where my seasonal skincare tutorials shine. Over 7 weeks, I take you through the basics to advanced layers of skincare, of hair care and hair growth, biohacking, pre and post recovery, skin cycling, and then of course, dermal rolling, and also other technologies that are fantastic for the skin that I don't really talk about publicly because it's a little bit technical. So in the seasonal skin tutorials, it's 7 weeks. Join in live each week with the lesson when you can. Most people catch the replay, so you'll never fall behind as well. And you can rewatch them for as long as you like. And then the third container is my membership. The membership is the deepest container and the deepest way that I can support you with a lot of the behind the scenes things that I do to enter a room and have the right people notice me in the right way at the right time. Life is easier for beautiful people, but life is full of more grace and ease for those who are radiant. You can be untraditionally beautiful. What that often comes from is from being radiant, and your beautiful, positive energy and your emotional state actually becomes very attractive, like a magnet. And then you're one of the other, some of the other things we also talk about in the membership is communication, negotiation, detoxification, and also different detoxification strategies that I do and technologies and things that I do that I'm just not comfortable talking about publicly. We also talk about etiquette. We also talk about styling, because it's not just about having great skin and healthy hair. It's also how we present ourselves. What do we do with our gestures? What do we do with our eyes? What do we do with our words? What do we do with our engagements and communication in our personal dynamic situations with others? Very important things. And also the mindset behind being beautiful and radiant. So the membership is a really special container. And it really is for those who are curious about that cherry on top to truly present them their best selves. Honestly, I didn't even know how good I could feel until I learned these things. And now I'm fortunate enough to be able to have figured out how to teach it. So we go really deep on a lot of really beautiful topics. So the podcast, the masterclass is very much like a macro overview. And then the one-on-one is your cake recipe, customized guidance, ongoing support, seasonal skin tutorials, how to apply your products, like the icing on the cake. And then the membership is the cherry on top for all of the other really important things, both physical and non-physical elements to set you up for success, for being your most beautiful, radiant version, and to be a leader so that other people are going to notice that, hello, back to the world of duality, good, bad. Other people are going to notice that you are doing really good. They're going to notice that you're a really good person. And then they're going to start to ask you questions of, wow, what are you doing? Your skin looks fantastic. Your body composition is on point. You have so much energy. You're such a delight to be around. And then slowly you'll be able to share with them one strategy here to help make their lives better. So people in your life, especially your kids and your loved ones, they're watching you. Make sure that you are presenting as your best self to be a leader. And then they're going to likely follow suit because they know something sure as heck is working for you. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for joining me here in this special all on winter skin tips. We went a little bit deeper, but all very helpful information for you to have. I'll see you again right here on the School of Radiance podcast and also in my masterclasses.